Welcome to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker.
This is Evangelist Henry Walker. Thank you for tuning into our broadcast today. Today I want to continue talking about the spirit of Antichrist. Tomorrow I'm going to start a series on how to turn our flesh over to the Father, allow Him to mortify the deeds of our flesh and conform us into the image of Yeshua by studying some of the epistles. But today I want to continue talking about the spirit of Antichrist. But before I do, remember that January 1st is not the beginning of the year according to the Father. For tax purposes, most of us are on January 1st to December 31st. As far as our relationship to the Father, it's Nisan 1 starts the beginning of the year. And as I mentioned on previous broadcasts, Nisan 1 is April 8th this year. So 6 p.m. on April 8th starts the beginning of the new year according to our Heavenly Father. And so again, January 1st to December 31st may be okay for tax purposes, but you got to base your relationship with your Father on His timetable, His seasons, and His calendar. And we talked in Exodus chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, and Exodus chapter 13, verse 4, how Abib or Nisan is the beginning of the year. And so you can research that. Exodus chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, and 13, verse 4. But it's so important that you get in His time and His schedule. In 1 John chapter 2, again, talking about the spirit of Antichrist, verse 18. Little children, it is the last time, and as you have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. They went out from us, but they're not of us, for if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us, but they went out, that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. See, the spirit of Antichrist took people out of the ministry there with John. One of the key things that the spirit of Antichrist uses is the spirit of abortion. Go with me to Psalm 139, verse 13. For thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from you when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Verse 16, thy eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect. In thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O Father, how great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I wake, I'm still with thee. Every little baby has a beautiful purpose, a destiny. And the odds are any baby being conceived is 50 billion to one. See, the Father has a hand in conception. And that's when life begins. And that's when His purpose begins. Actually, our Bible says our conversations in heaven, our citizenship is in heaven. Before we were ever in a mother's womb, our purpose began. You see, every little baby is a purpose wrapped up in flesh. And the spirit of Antichrist wants to use abortion to wipe out a purpose, a destiny. So I just wanted to share that with you from Psalms. Let's go to the book of Acts, chapter 12. Acts chapter 12, again, talking about Antichrist, trying to take people out of purpose, out of destiny. Be very careful. We talked on yesterday's broadcast about Nehemiah, how that spirit of infiltration tries to work with the spirit of Antichrist to pull people out of purpose. And how Sanballat and Tobiah tried to work with Nehemiah and tried to stop him from, tried to infiltrate him, but also tried to stop him from building the wall in Jerusalem. But in Acts chapter 12, verse 1, now about that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church. See, the devil was only interested in certain people. Remember, the road to hell is wide and many are found on it, but the road to heaven is straight and narrow and a few are found on it. You can't want to be in the majority because the majority is wrong. The majority are wrong. They're going to wind up in hell, but it's the remnant that the Father has His hands on. And He healed James, the brother John, with a sword. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread. When he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four quaternions of soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter. It says Easter, but it's really Passover. The Greek word is Pasch, P-A-S-C-H, after Passover, to bring forth to the people. See, Passover is the time of the most pressure on some of the believers because that's when Yeshua died, and that's where he made a show openly of Satan and his demons. The devil was rip-roaring mad about what happened on Passover. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church to the Father for him. And when Herod would have brought him forth the same night, the Father's always on time, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. He was in a tough situation, and maybe you're in a tough situation. Maybe you don't know any way out, but the Father will lead you out of this situation, and He'll provide for you. Just don't give up on the Father, and don't give place to that spirit of Antichrist trying to distract you. It tries to use the spirit of distraction, too. Verse 7, and behold, an angel came unto him, and a light shined in the prison, and he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, arise up quickly, and his chains fell off his hands. See, when the Father wants you to move, you need to move quickly. And the angel said unto him, gird thyself and bind on thy sandals. And so he did. And he said unto him, cast thy garment around you and follow me. He went out and followed him and wist not that it was true which was done by the angel, but he thought he saw a vision. But when they were past the first and the second ward, they came to the iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which opened to them of his own accord. Because of Peter it opened. And they went out and passed on to one street, and forward the angel departed from him. And now Peter said, boy, I know that the Father has sent his angel and delivered me out of the hand of Herod. See, the Father will set you free from the spirit of Antichrist. You will get into purpose. So the Father still had a purpose for Peter. The spirit of Antichrist tried to keep him in prison and have him killed. But the Father's there right on time. And he's right on time for you. He's there when you need him. Even when you don't think you need him, he's there ready to set you free and bring you into purpose and destiny. And what he started, he will finish. He that began a good work in you will complete it unto the day of Yeshua. We just had a series on that. But go over to John 17. I've been mentioning this on previous broadcasts. Just to let you know why I use Yeshua. That was Jesus' Hebrew name when he was on the earth. In John 17, verse 11 and 12. And now you have to really read it in the Greek. I love the King James. And I use it for preaching and teaching. But you have to go back to the Greek too at times. And John 17, verse 11, Yeshua said, now I'm no more in this world, but these are in the world, and I come to you, Heavenly Father. Keep them in your name, which you have given me. The emphasis is in the wrong place here in this translation. Keep them in your name, which you've given me. Verse 12, while I was with them, I kept them in your name, which you have given me. Go back to a Greek translation to see what I'm talking about, because it's Yahshua, Y-A-H-S-H-U-A. He's got his Father's name, Yah, Y-A-H. Y-A-H-W-E-H is Yahweh. Remember, 7,000 times in the Old Testament, instead of Yahweh, the King James people translated Lord, capitalized. Yahweh is a continual action verb. When you use Yahweh and praise Him, He continually moves for you. He is I am that I am. Everything that He is wrapped up in His name. And that name comes into any situation you're in when you use Yahweh. We're just not used to Yahweh, Yeshua, but we need to. That's His name. Every son has his father's name. And it's Yah, Y-A-H. If you go with me to Psalm 68, I'll show you. Psalm 68, verse 4. Sing unto the Father. Sing praises to His name. Extol Him that rideth upon the heavens by His name, Jah, J-A-H. There is no J in the Hebrew language. There never was either. It should have been Yah, Y-A-H. And actually, 38 times, around 38 times, David, instead of just calling him Yahweh, calls him Yah. Yah, my Yah, Y-A-H. And see, it's that Yah from Yahweh that's in Yahshua. That's why Yeshua was able to say, Father, I kept him in your name, which you've given me. It's so important that you use Yahshua, Yahweh. It's just so powerful. Jah, J-A-H, it should have been Y-A-H. I wanted to share it with you so you can understand the importance of why I use Yahshua and how we as believers need to get back to that, which is so incredible. But also I've been mentioning on my broadcast about how, and tomorrow I'm going to start a series on turning our flesh over, because we just can't take scriptures from the Word and confess them without turning everything over to the Father, turning our flesh over to Him, allowing Him to make changes in our lives, in our personalities, in the way we talk, in the way we think, and just really to sanctify us and conform us to the image of Yeshua. When you do that, then you can start confessing scriptures. Because in Romans 8, verse 13, it says, through the Father, mortify the deeds of our flesh. The Father can mortify the deeds of our flesh and conform us into the image of Yeshua, Romans 8, verse 13 and then verse 29. But I believe it's around 30, 31. It says, the Father before us, who can be against us? You can't say that unless you allow him to do verse 13 and 29. Turn our flesh over. So it's so very important. Also, as I mentioned on a previous broadcast, I have a message on my website about divorce and remarriage. It's henrywalker.org. And if you have been divorced and people are telling you you can't get remarried, you need to read my message, study the scriptures, go back to the Father and find out what he wants you to do. And if you're in a marriage and you think about divorcing, go back to my message, divorce and remarriage, study the scriptures, go to the Father and find out what he wants you to do. Stop listening to people. Stop listening to their opinion and go to your Heavenly Father, because some people who are giving you their opinion have not studied the Greek words that are involved in that topic. It's just so very important that you see the Father wants you to have peace, and you got to go to him and he'll show you how to have that peace. Let's go to the Father in prayer right now. Put your hand on the radio as a point of contact. Father, I thank you for the people that are listening out there. Father, I thank you for your miracles that are flowing right now. I thank you for in families where things seem to be so messed up and so much confusion, I speak that shalom peace into those situations, Father. I speak that peace. Father, you should bless them, keep them, let your face shine upon them, be gracious unto them, lift up your countenance upon them, and give them shalom and peace, and let your name always be on them. Help people to realize about your name and worship your name and understand your name and use your name. Well, thank you, Father. Do a miracle in these people's lives today, Father. Healing, deliverance, where they need the most, bless them in the name of Yeshua. Amen. I want you to hear some more about this ministry. Again, this is Evangelist Henry Walker. I have a website, henrywalker.org, as I mentioned. I've written three books. One is called Seasons, talks about the feast days of Yeshua. Second is Noon, which talks about the hours of the day that the Father mentions in the Word, how he wants to move in those hours of the day. He wants to repeat things. There's a certain hour of the day when his healing anointing flows more than any hour. Also about the different months of the year and his calendar and how he did things in those months in the Word. He wants to repeat them, but you need to know his calendar. And so you can go to my biblical calendar page on my website at henrywalker.org, and you can use that in conjunction with my book and find out when each month of the year begins and ends on the Hebrew calendar and the Gregorian calendar. And you see where each feast day begins and ends up to the year 2020 on both calendars. On the top left is a link to the Hebrew calendar, and you can go right into it and see what the current date is. Because you got to remember the day runs from 6 p.m. to 6 p.m. And so it's important that we get on his time and in his schedules. And we want to get these books to you at our cost, which is $5. And if you have no money, we'll send them to you free. Just call me at 772-801-3677, 772-801-3677. If you have any questions, please call me. If you don't know how to use the biblical calendar, the Hebrew calendar, just call me. I just want to help you and help you to get more strong in the roots, Hebrew roots in Yeshua. It's just so powerful. And also, if you miss my broadcast, don't forget we're on 7:15 a.m. and p.m. And also, you can go to WCNO.com. Click on on-demand. Click on God's Timing is Everything. Use an arrow, go back, and click on God's Timing is Everything. And go back to a previous broadcast. And remember, the next time, this is Evangelist Henry Walker saying, greater is he that's in you than he is in the world.
Thank you for listening to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker. More information about New Life Revival Ministries and Apostle Henry Walker is available at henrywalker.org, or you can contact Apostle Walker at 772-801-3677, or you can write to him at New Life Revival International, P.O. Box 12309, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34979.
God bless you. My name is Pastor Edmundo Rivera. My wife and I invite you to our grand opening of our new church, Iglesia de Dios Pentecostal M.E. of Palm City, on January 17th at 6:30 p.m. at the Palm City Civic Center, located at 770 Southwest 33rd Street, Palm City. Our services are in Spanish and English, so make this your house of refuge. For more information, please call 706-414-5827. Al esta tu casa de refugio.
Godfrey Electric is a fourth-generation, full-service electrical contractor serving St. Lucie, Martin, Palm Beach, and Broward counties. Godfrey Electric specializes in industrial, commercial, and residential electrical service work. Godfrey Electric, an underwriter of the WCNO Ministry, is available on the web at www.godfreyelectric.com or at 561-833-3753.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.